here at Kibenda Tea Estate here in Limuru in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. And today we talk about a subject which is still alive, the impact of the war in Ukraine in the continent of Africa. Sometimes when a war begins in distant lands, you assume that you'll never be affected. Many Africans did not for one moment imagine that a war being prosecuted many thousands of miles away would have a great impact on the economies of Africa. Estimates are now in the public domain, indicating that the economy of Africa overall will suffer by anything between 7% and 10% reduction in their GDPs because of the war that is going on in Ukraine. And one may wonder how. Many of us knew that we were benefiting from fertilizer, from grains, and from oil in that region, from Russia and Ukraine. And we did not imagine that when the war commenced, it would have the impact that it has. It is now accepted beyond debate that the war is become a proxy war, with Ukraine prosecuting a war at the behest of Western powers. And a war that one thought would end very quickly is already getting into its second year. And the impact is huge. We must remind ourselves, for example, that most African countries are net importers of fertilizer. And when the war commenced, African agriculture is suffering. And that coupled with climate change and without fertilizer, which was affordable and which was being used in different parts of Africa, we now know that the impact in agriculture is monumental. We have had efforts being made to ensure that that is mitigated. But I know for a fact, for example, in Kenya, in Ethiopia, in different parts of Western Africa, in northern part of Africa, because of the war and because of the disruption, many countries did not get fertilizer in the quantities that they thought they would, with the consequence that the yields have suffered, particularly in the production of wheat and other grains. And this has come about not only because of the cost of transportation, but other things have also happened. Because of the war, the cost of transportation and insurance costs that are being levied on companies that transport fertilizer from those areas has increased. And that has had a direct impact on the kind of money that is spent by countries for purposes of importation. And that, in my view, has also had a secondary impact, because when we don't have high quality and good quality fertilizer, the net effect is that production has decreased. And when production decreases, that in itself has had a harmful effect in terms of our production and diversification of imports. The other thing that has arisen because of the war in Ukraine is the cost of fuel. We know that a lot of fuel that was getting into the world was coming from Russia. And Russia's fuel has been disrupted, particularly the disruption of it, or the distribution of it. And countries which would otherwise have sold oil at cheaper prices, increasing their prices because the Russian oil is not as readily available as it was. And even if it is available, is at a premium. And that premium is affecting many African countries. And Africa is not the only victim. Europe itself is a victim, although they don't say it. In terms of gas production, we know, for example, that the Europeans are trying to get gas from Nigeria through to Niger, because they don't have, or the quantities of gas that they were getting from Russia is not as coming in the manner that it was. So we see that in that particular area, a lot of things have been impacted. And let us spend a little time to understand the dynamics of oil. You know, many African countries produce oil. That is a fact. But many African countries also do export their crude oil. And that crude oil is then refined and re-imported into the continent of Africa. And this is where a country such as Russia comes into the play, because when its oil is available in the market, then it does help to depress the world market of oil. And in that way, it allows African countries to expend their money in areas which are sometimes a lot more critical, such as health, such as education. So the fact that the Russian oil is no longer in the market in the manner in which it ought to be, and it usually is in a robust manner, has indeed affected many African countries in a very major way. And I am saying that when that has happened, you've seen quite a number of interventions. I know for a fact that the Russian President Vladimir Putin has had several meetings with African leaders in Sochi. And one of the arguments or one of the things that were discussed in Sochi is to mitigate the impact of the lack of oil and particularly fertilizer in African countries because of the war in Ukraine. And I'm aware that the Russian government did offer grain and did offer fertilizer to a number of African countries. And this was only really to mitigate the situation, and in a manner of speaking, because of the huge needs of African countries, such a gesture can only go so far. So from a purely economic standpoint, the war in Ukraine is a war that has and continues to have a devastating impact on African economies, and it will continue to do so. In addition to the direct impact on the economies, it also has geostrategic implications, because the Western world is asking African countries to choose sides, and to choose sides whether they are with Ukraine or whether they are with Russia. And I know quite a number of African countries that have come out and said that in this regard we are neutral. Some of them have said we are in this and we are not going to be told what it is that we are going to do in terms of redefining our relationship. I know for a fact that when the meeting was being held in Sochi, attempts were made to scuttle that meeting with a view to ensuring that very few African countries attended the meeting, but ultimately the meeting did take place to reinforce the fact that we have an economic relationship which is critical to us, and we must not allow war of this nature to disrupt it. The other thing that is critical in this regard is in terms of a technological transfer. We know that quite a number of African countries were engaging specifically with Russia in the area of agriculture. And because of this war, of course, what has happened is that it has become necessary for Africans to look for importation of grain from other areas. I know for a fact that a country such as Somalia, a country such as Ethiopia, have had to source grain, and if indeed in the western part of Africa, a number of African countries have had to look for grain elsewhere because the grain that was easily available and at an affordable rate to them is no longer that much available. So this war, which we thought was too distant, which we thought was too far, is a war whose implications are of a major economic magnitude. And perhaps there is wisdom in looking at the economic impact of this particular war, the economic impact. At the very beginning, I said that estimates now suggest that because of the war in Ukraine, the African countries' GDPs are going to be undermined by anything between 7 and 10%. In other words, there will be a real reduction in GDP. One may want to ask for what reason and why. Why is it being undermined? Let us break it down. Let us look at agriculture that we have already talked about. Many African countries are still net food importers. And many African countries are also involved in conflict. I can say for a fact, for example, that in Ethiopia, because of the war in Tigray, there was no meaningful agriculture that took place. We can say for a fact, but because of the war in Sudan, there was no meaningful agriculture that took place. And because of that, coupled with the fact that you now have to import much more expensive grain, you are expending more of your money in an area that you ought not to have expended your money in that regard. Number two, because of the prosecution of war and because of the price of oil, which is continuing to increase, and we have seen the Saudis have increased the cost of their oil. We have seen in that general area, the cost of oil has gone down. We have seen the impact. We don't want to say it, but from the month of January, the year 2024, to the month of May, to the month of March, the year 2024, African currencies were on a free fall. They were on a free fall, and there was indeed the debate as to whether they should continue to peg their economies and their economic indices on the dollar. Of course, now the currencies have started improving again, but that in itself is also traceable, among other things, because there is not a single factor that you can say that this is it. But among other things, what one sees is that you see that the cost of importation of oil has had major implications in balance of payments in many African countries, and this in itself has led to the downward economic spiral. Number three, importation of goods has also become very expensive because longer routes are now being taken when you are importing products. And many of the major shipping companies, whether they are Maersk or whichever, are now imposing greater prices for those who are involved in the importation of these commodities in that part of the world. And it is becoming a lot more difficult to engage. The aviation industry has also been affected in that regard. It is becoming much more expensive to get into that sector because getting tickets into that part of the world for those who are in the business arena or those who are engaged in leisure travel, that also has had a major impact. The other thing that we don't talk about in terms of the impact of the war in Ukraine is tourism. Many people may not know, but many African countries, in fact, I knew for a fact that the Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt became a very important part for Russian tourists. And there's evidence that the tourists coming from Russia have reduced during this period, which means that the Egyptians are suffering in that regard. Russians had started actually coming to the eastern part of Africa. In Zanzibar, in Nigeria, we were actually getting charter planes that were beginning to come to the eastern part of Africa and even west in Banjul, the Gambia. All these things have been affected, and all these factors conjoined only serve to undermine the economies of Africa in a major way. But there is also another thing that we must talk about, that as a result of the war in Ukraine, African governments have also made very interesting decisions in terms of their collaboration with Russia. And we see these under the aegis of BRICS, that Russia is considered and indeed is one of the anchor countries in the BRICS with China and India. And enhancement of economic collaboration is beginning to acquire a different face. And some of us who think that trade should be on the basis of mutuality and equality think that that is a useful development. We have also seen the continuation of Russia-Africa dialogue and meetings, particularly in Sochi. And one looks to a relationship that is symbiotic. But it cannot be gainsaid that the impact of the war in Ukraine has had its adverse effect. Thank you very much. We have had a discussion about a very important subject. It is a subject that is still alive because the conflict continues, but we will continue this discussion. Goodbye.